Felix the governor often sent for Paul to talk with him, although he would not allow himself to be persuaded by his arguments. 2 years later, Felix was recalled to Rome by the emperor on account of his crimes and bad management. He was replaced by Porcius Festus. But when Felix left, he did not set Paul free, as he wanted to gain favor with the Jews, fearing they might witness against him before Caesar. It was the year AD 60. 3 days after the new governor arrived in the province, he went from Caesarea to Jerusalem to meet the Jewish leaders. The chief priests and elders came to bring their charges against Paul, and urgently requested as a favor that he be transferred to Jerusalem, for they had prepared an ambush to kill him on the way. But Festus answered that Paul was to be held at Caesarea. "Let your leaders go there," he said, "and accuse the man, if he has done anything wrong." About 10 days later, the governor went back to Caesarea. He convened the court and ordered that Paul be brought before him. When the apostle appeared, the Jews who had come from Jerusalem started making many serious charges against him, which they were not able to prove. Then Paul spoke up. "I have done nothing wrong against the Jewish law," he said, "or against the temple, or against Caesar." Festus, however, wanted to conciliate the Jews. So he said to Paul, "Are you willing to go to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there?" Paul knew of the danger he was in, so he replied, "I am answerable to Caesar's court, where I ought to be tried. I have done no wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know. If I have broken the law and done something deserving death, I do not refuse to die. But if the charges brought against me by the Jews are not true, no one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." After Festus had conferred with his advisers, he said to Paul, "You have appealed to Caesar? To Caesar you will go." A few days later, King Agrippa and his sister Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Herod Agrippa II ruled over the northeastern part of Palestine. After the king had been there several days, Festus spoke to him about Paul, hoping that Agrippa, who was well acquainted with Judaism, would be able to advise him. "There is a man here who was left a prisoner by Felix," he said. "When I went to Jerusalem, the leaders of the people brought charges against him and asked that he be put to death. I told them that the Romans do not condemn a man before he has had an opportunity to defend himself before his accusers. So the Jews came here, and I convened the court the very next day. But his accusers did not charge him with any of the crimes I had expected. All they did was to argue with him about their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus, whom Paul claimed was alive. Not knowing what to do next, I asked Paul if he would be willing to go to Jerusalem to stand trial there. But he appealed to Caesar, so I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Rome." Intrigued, Agrippa answered, "I would like to hear this man myself." "Very well," Festus answered, "tomorrow you will hear him." The next day, the king and Bernice came with great pomp and entered the audience hall with the high-ranking officers and the leading men of the city, and Festus ordered Paul to be brought in. Then the governor said, "King Agrippa, and all who are present here, this is the man that all the Jews want me to condemn to death. I found he had done nothing deserving the death sentence, but because he appealed to Caesar, I decided to send him to Rome. However, I have nothing much to say about him. Therefore, I have brought him before you today for further investigation, so that I may have something to write to the emperor about, for I think it is unreasonable to send a prisoner without specifying the charges against him." Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." Next episode, Paul defends himself before Agrippa.